Michigan governor appoints Jim Mananich as MGCB chair. Jim Mananich has been named the new chair of the Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB. According to Executive Director Henry Williams, Mananich's appointment, made by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, took effect on April 25. Mananich assumes the office following the departure of his predecessor, Linda Forte, whose term recently ended. As stated by the MGCB, his tenure will run until December 31, 2028. Mananich currently serves as the president and CEO of the Greater Flint Health Coalition. He also teaches state and local government at the University of Michigan Flint. His past roles include Michigan Senate Minority Leader, State Representative, and Flint City Council President. Quote, Jim Mananich is a proven leader with a long-standing commitment to public service and the people of Michigan. His legislative experience, strategic insight, and collaborative approach make him exceptionally well-suited to lead the board as we continue our mission to ensure the integrity of gaming in Michigan. Henry Williams, Executive Director of the MGCB. Board Composition. The role, which is still pending Senate approval, will see Mananich serve as a Democratic representative on the board. This aligns with the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act, which stipulates that no more than three board members can be from the same party. The MGCB features five Michigan residents appointed by the governor, with one serving as chair. At least three of these members must be present to constitute a quorum for official board business. Alongside Mananich, the other four current board members are Joni M. Thrower Davis, Mark Evanson, Deidre A. Lambert Bounds, and Andrew T. Palms. Action against unlicensed operators. As chair, one of Ananich's responsibilities would be to enforce gaming laws and regulations. These include leading efforts against unlicensed gaming operators, a priority the MGCB has been actively pursuing. Last month, the MGCB issued cease and desist letters to 11 offshore websites offering gambling services in its jurisdiction without a license. The affected sites include Big Dollar Casino, Blood Moon Casino, Dog's Fortune, Grand Eagle Online Casino, and several others.